Good morning, good morning. This morning, God's word of life is on mercy. Oh, mercy, let us pray. Father, through your spirit, empower us to love, honor, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, we look into Jesus can give us courage to face the challenge of our lives every day. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt you. We honor the Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Webster with the Master's Call for almost 8 years. We pray for the speaker going to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary so we can go out and share this message this morning. Thank you for the TNC prayer warriors and all his family and guests that took the time out to join us this morning. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family and staff that brought us light to America. God is good to be good, is good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Alex, Minister Bruna, take it away. Enjoy your day.
Amen. And so, as well as you, my sister, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone on this wonderful May 1st day of 2018 on this Tuesday, fresh Tuesday morning. I tell you, it's nice and cool down here, you guys, and I'm loving it. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. And if this is your first time, let me share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010, and as Minister Cynthia said, we are approaching 8 years in October, and we're so thankful to God that these two women of God said yes to the Master's call. And again, they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Now, the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. Yes, you can go to that website and get all the information as well as messages from the past and look at the bios of our speakers. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. The theme for 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And I'm telling you, it is taking place in our lives every day, and we give God glory for this wonderful thing. I want you to meditate on that and see God do great things in you. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, please, we invite you. You can greet, which is what Minister Cynthia did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. And you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net, as well as your prayer requests and praise reports. Send it to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together? This phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International that was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where our very own president, Alejandro Diaz de Leon, and as well as his wife, Elvia Diaz de Leon, are doing a great, great job as taking this company into a new level. Now, to get more information about that, get on the new morning motivational call. That number is 712 770 712-770-4005. The call that's held right after this call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. You can get all the information about this company. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and I'm sure you'll hear some great info today. Now, if you happen to have the Metro PCS or the T-Mobile and you need a bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. Now, excuse me, I'm getting out of the way because we have this dynamic woman that I tell you she's definitely no stranger to this call simply because she is one of the co-founders of this wonderful call. And when she comes, she always comes in a spirit of excellence, in a spirit of truth, in a spirit of love, and in a spirit of, what I want to say, Mother Eagle. Yes, this woman of God is a blessing to the masses. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, she has become a minister. She has been a part of Oral Roberts University. She graduated from there as well as Spelman. She has been introducing people to her network, Van Networks, which she is the founder and director of, a networking instructional self-improvement organization. She is a woman of God who loves math. Yes, she does. She is a woman who stands on God's word, as has a prophecy, the gift of prophecy, and she is a woman of God who stands in the power that God has given her to stand. She is a caregiver. She is a mother of many around the world, because that's why we call her Mother Eagle. She speaks the truth. She speaks in love. And when you open your ears to hear, you would definitely hear what the Spirit has to say to you. She is also a founder of the Gathering of the Eagles ministry. I can go on and on because she's an associate pastor, minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the senior pastor. She is a woman of God who oversees ministries everywhere, including our artist family. She is our Mother Eagle there. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our dearly beloved Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Thank you for that truly heartfelt introduction. Mississippi Queen, Prayer General, I love you and appreciate you so much. Can never thank you enough for all you do for this call, for our Artist Life family, for God giving you that praise that now we all say that our Artist Life products are the best products on this side of heaven. Esteem the God in you. Thank you for stepping up to host the call today. And to our beloved minister, Cynthia Cox, thank you for greeting and seating all of God's people as they came onto the line today. Want to honor and reverence my co-founder I see on the board this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, enjoying this new season of her life there in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Greetings to you and Brother Lester. So love and appreciate you and all that you do for our TMC family and our body of Christ. And I tell you what, I am getting excited scrolling up and down this board, seeing a lot of new names and numbers. So I'm going to get off of it and get to the message for today. It means so much to us when you embrace the vision and be a part of this call, and so many of our Artist Life family and new numbers I see from all over. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a two-day series I'll be ministering today and tomorrow to you all, and I pray that your hearts are open to receive what God has for you. I'm just a mail girl, and as a prophet of God, I'm always humbled and honored when God allows me to deliver his mail. Our prayer general alluded to earlier the theme for this year, and I'm going to spend some time really unpacking this theme over the next 2 days and illuminating what God is saying to us in this 2018. Today, first day of May, entering a new season, a new month, with new hopes and expectations. Our master's call theme for 2018 is through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. In other words, it's a group plan. In 2018, through me, I'm going to do my part. You're going to do your part. And that Ephesians 4:16, fitly joined together, we'll see, we'll birth, we'll flow in the supernatural expectations. No more settling for an enemy called average. We have a Holy Ghost, a paraclete. We got all of heaven backing us up. So it's not just, oh, that's natural what people do. No, no, keep that super in front of that natural, because we represent the kingdom of God. So we have supernatural expectations. Then looking for the demonstration. And then God, like an onion, peels off new layers of revelation in our lives, individually and corporately, is being fulfilled and seen. And our text comes from Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse. Please read it and cruise over it later. Mark was often called the roving reporter, because in all the synoptic gospels, those gospels that start off the New Testament, he gave more details like reporters do, of play by play, action by action. And he was with more of a Jewish background, was helping those who did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, saying, uh-oh, we've seen enough where our expectation is up that he really is a healer. He really is a deliverer. He really does make a way out of no way. And he talks about the demonstration. That means the authority of the believer has been passed on to us. And we should have a Book of Acts kind of life in our life. And don't worry if you don't have it. You're still plugged into the source. And all we have to do is allow the current of the Holy Ghost to flow. See, too many times in this season, in this time that we live in, the reason that so many other religions, so many other beliefs, so many other attitudes have become prevalent is because people don't see the manifested presence of God. We read about it in the Book of Acts, but my same Bible, you know, that basic instructions before leaving earth, tells me that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever is what Hebrews 13 teaches me. And it also tells me in Acts 10:34, see, I give you scripture, because if you're going to wrestle with the word these next 2 days, make sure you let the word of God win. That 34th verse says in Acts 10 that God is no respecter of persons. It isn't that he'll only do it through Dr. V or Dr. P.K. or your pastor or the mother of the church. That's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same paraclete that wants to say in 2018, through me, lay hands on your own self this morning. Prophesy over your own self this morning. Supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is action word, is being fulfilled and seen. You see, when we keep having intellectual debates with people, that's really what apologetics is in the field of ministry. When we debate about our God, when we argue with you toe-to-toe, that doesn't always settle the issue. And the enemy comes in and tries to spread more confusion instead of conviction of the Holy Ghost. But if they see our God show up when we speak with the authority of the believer and say, oh, no, no, he's going to make a way out of no way. Oh, he is still a healer. By his stripes, I am healed. When we stand in the boldness and work those faith muscles and allow the God that we say we love, the God that we say we trust, the first firm foundation of faith, confident expectation that we have, then we'll have that first ingredient, a supernatural expectation. A supernatural expectation. And as we go along this journey, we want to make sure that we keep an attitude of gratitude. Keep an attitude of gratitude. In other words, as God is working in us and through us, no haughtiness gets in, no arrogance gets on for a ride, no needing to pat our own selves on the back because we realize we're just the vessel that God is using to make a clear manifestation and demonstration of his power. I often remember the funny story of on the Dolorosa when Jesus was riding down and they were all laying down the palm leaf saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And the donkey said, "Oh, all this for me," not realizing it wasn't even about the donkey. It was about who he was carrying. And as long as we remember that it's all about the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost inside of us, and we're pointing them to Christ, we'll watch the supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation show up. And Mark is admonishing us as believers to not just read about it, not just talk about it, but come on, we got to be about it in our going in and going out. We have a dark and sinful, hateful, angry world, and we are the light. But if our light is hidden, if there's nothing different about us, if there's nothing new folks see in us, then we're not doing what we're called to do. With giving thanks, there has to be an expectation of God's manifestation. So over these next 2 days, we're going to really take this bit by bit with supernatural expectation. I'm going to go over two principles today and two more tomorrow. And the first principle is always have a belief and expectation that God's promises are real. Always have belief and expectation that God's promises are real. If we don't have the expectation, if we always put a, "Well, I'm not sure what God's going to do, but I love him and I trust him," that sounds really nice. But that false humility doesn't get you through the breakthrough. No, what you need to say, and what I must say, is let the faith of God stand up and say, "I know that I know that I know." And the only if, like the three Hebrew boys, you know them, Shadrach, Meshach, and I always call the third one a bad Negro, Abednego. If he says, "I know my God can deliver me from this fiery furnace," but even if he doesn't, I choose to trust him and him alone. With us always having a belief, an expectation that all those stories and the things I've seen, the miracles, the manifestations, they and his promises are real. They are that 1 Corinthians 1:20-21, they are yea and amen. Amen means so be it in my life. So with an anticipation and expectation, we birth the germination of God's will. See, with great expectation of godly possibilities is that we keep the anticipation, the expectation in our hearts. It then becomes a breeding ground. A breeding ground for what, Dr. B? Well, to birth, to create the will of God in our lives. See, the definition of expectation as we start down this road is it's something looking forward to, according to Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary. It's usually plural. But it's something looked forward to, whether feared or hoped for. The second definition I really love, it's an attitude of expectancy or hope, that four-letter word, hope. Expectation is hope. We don't usually get any manifestation unless a main ingredient, first cousin of expectation, is hope in God. When Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, and he kept talking about keep your hope rooted and grounded, be translated into the kingdom of his dear son, believing that you are a supernatural being and you just got on an earth suit while you're on this side, but we're walking this thing called Christianity out every day for our eternal promises. And with the expectation, we're going to birth, we're going to germinate, we're going to produce what God desires for our lives. See, when I was at Oral Roberts University, Brother Roberts always had the saying, and it was a popular TV show in the 70s and the 80s, expect a miracle. He was making us prophesy over our own selves. See, with anticipation in our hearts, knowing we have some covenant promises, we should anticipate, we should expect God to do awesome things in our lives and in our circumstances. Let's talk about the germination of God's will for our life. See, germination is to begin to sprout or to grow when you germinate. And see, I'm talking about the awesomeness of God. But if you're a negative Nanny and you always are speaking and have an expectation something is going wrong, you'll get that too. Because of the authority of the believers, we get what we say. Sometimes it's not even what we believe in our heart, but remember in Genesis 1, God created it all with what? Let there be words. And our words are the incubators of faith. They germinate the promises of God. So if you get nothing else on our first journey today, change your conversation. And if you can't say what God is saying about you, y'all know I've been teaching it for years, practice that SUM principle, the S-U-M principle, shut up ministry. Don't even open up your mouth to activate the atmosphere, to align the heavenlies with something that's negative. We have expectation that our God is going to show up and show out in our behalf. So when we talk about germination, for it to come into existence, remember, when our dreams, our visions, our hopes are germinating, we must do our part and take good care of it during its developmental process. See, remember, we have to do all we can do, then with a spirit of expectation and anticipation. Then we know Ephesians 3:20, when Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, that 20th verse, he was saying in that third chapter, after they do their part, then you can expect the exceeding abundantly above that God's going to do in your life. Because see, the end of that verse says, but it's according to the power that's working in you. When you have little power, don't have great expectation. When you have little prayer, come on. The prayer produces the awesome power. Then Habakkuk 2, that second verse we love to write it down in our motivational circles. Write the vision down. Let the germination process begin. And Romans 4:17, I love to remind the atmosphere to dispatch. See, I keep my angels busy, my ministry angels in Hebrews 1:14 talks about. We all have assigning ministry angels to go about and do our bidding with our words, and they hearken only to the word of God. Some of y'all need to wipe the dust off of yours, but I tell you, mine have been putting in for a vacation, and none has been in sight. See, Romans 4:17 says, call those things that be not as though they were. Don't be moved by what it looks like. Don't be moved by what it feels like. Yeah, it looks toe up from the flow up. It is raggedy and rough. But we got a real God that we're serving that's a turnaround God. Come on, the whole story of Genesis from that 37th chapter through the 50th chapter, from the pit, from your family folks throwing you in the pit, to the palace when it looks like it's getting better. Life is a little cooler. Then you got holy haters, and you end up in a prison. Then folks have selective amnesia when they get that breakthrough. They forget to turn around and help you, but at the appointed time, the germination process, he became second in charge as the prime minister. See, we've got to go through our process. So as we're talking about on this first day, our first principle. Remember our theme in 2018, lay hands on your own self through me. Supernatural expectation. I'm getting my expector up. I'm going to expect more. I'm going to believe more. I'm going to decree more over my life. And I'll watch the demonstration. And God's going to reveal even deeper ministries. And revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Go back and read Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse, and we'll finish up some more tomorrow. Keep your expectation up. Keep saying only what God says about you. With our first principle, always have belief and expectation that God's promises are real. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I got excited when I heard you were going to speak on our theme, because I love, love, love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for such a profound message this morning. I'm looking forward for part two tomorrow. Yes, yes, yes. Well, family members, let's pray before the Lord over our prayer requests. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We honor you. You are our Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us here this day and this season and this hour, Lord God, to say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. You are our King. You are our Lord. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this profound message, Lord God, that through me, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being seen. We know, Father, that it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, Jesus, for your dying on the cross and raising up on the third day morning with all power and that same resurrection power abiding in us. We thank you for this woman of God that came forth with this profound message, Lord God, and we, your people, will carry it on from person to person and let them know this is what we have in Christ Jesus. So we ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa in such a miraculous way. Bless her and her household, her mother, Lord God. Bless everything that concerns them. Bless their going out and their coming in. And, Lord God, we lift up all those that are having health challenges, Lord God. We know you know who they are. Kendra Carter, Sharon Stowers, Pastor Lavona, Anna and her mother, Anna. And there are others, Lord God, that we may not know or be able to call out, but you know who they are. We call them the healed by the blood of the Lamb. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father, for comforting our bereaved families, Cynthia Cox and her family, Robin Wilson and her family, Charlita Moore and her family, the family of Ruby Sims and the family of Dr. Thomasine Pickens and others, Lord God, that you know who they are. We thank you for putting your arms around them and just comforting them like never before. We glorify you, Father, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. Touch each individual on this call. Let them go forth with the power of your love abiding in them. We give your name praise and glory for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this call with someone. Playback is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is next, 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. We so thank you for joining us this morning. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Invite someone to the call. Tell them you got to hear what we are talking about on the TMC call. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord. Thank you again, Dr. V, for being such a profound teacher, preacher, and a servant of God. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we thank you on this thankful Tuesday morning that you continue to download into your people. Stir in their hearts strengthen their faith in you, that we walk out this theme in every area of our life. Father, let this word today have encouraged someone to know that greater is he, you, that's in them, than he that's in this world. And as we go out from this call, but never from your divine presence, Father, we're energized, we're empowered, and we're edified to know that you are working out great things in us and through us, and that we will be yielded vessels for your supernatural flow to go through us with the expectation that the awesome things of God are working in us. And you're revelating to our understanding even greater works you want to do in us and through us. Now we go out rejoicing, your ministers in the marketplace, ready to do the greater works in your name. Amen and amen. Go out and be blessed today. Thank you. Bye-bye.